This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Sunday, June 15th, God's word for you today is take action. Our scripture reading is taken from Judges chapter 6, verse 25, and it says, "That night the Lord said to Gideon, 'Take the second bull from your father's herd, the one that is 7 years old. Pull down your father's altar to Baal and cut down the Asherah pole standing beside it.'" After an honest admittance of Corinth, the next thing you must do to be released into more is navigate the altars. Gideon built an altar to God. And we have resources on altars on the GFH Academy and the GFH podcast on iTunes. Altars are so powerful. The altar is the meeting place, the memorial, and the place of sacrifice. An altar is a place of persistent spiritual statement. An altar persistently makes statements spiritually. Gideon built an altar. You have to be an altar man or woman if you want to go far with God and in life. So, the first altar was the one Gideon took the initiative and built for the Lord. Judges chapter 6, verse 25 to 26 says, "That night, the Lord said to Gideon, 'Take the second bull from your father's herd, the one that is 7 years old. Pull down your father's altar to Baal and cut down the Asherah pole standing beside it. Then build an altar to the Lord, your God, here on this hilltop sanctuary, laying the stones carefully. Sacrifice the bull as a burnt offering on the altar, using as foil the wood of the Asherah pole you cut down." A few things jump out from this scripture. The first is that Gideon's father probably had just two bulls, and Gideon most likely used the first bull to set up this altar to God. If Gideon's father had more than two bulls, God would have said, "Take a second bull." Secondly, God knew the age of the bull. Amazing. Gideon was saved, if you will. Gideon already had a personal altar to God. He had a relationship with God. He already established his own altar to God. But God directed him back to his father's altar. Gideon needed to pull down his father's altar. Otherwise, it will not be more. It will not be all that God has called him to be. This is huge. Sometimes, people are moving really fast, running at 200 miles per hour. And before they know it, they are down to 50 miles per hour. And then 10 miles per hour. That is sometimes the oppression of altars. Some people are even grounded altogether. Sometimes there are strong forces that are effective and prevalent against people. It is sometimes the oppression of altars. God directed Gideon to go and pull down his father's altar. If Gideon had ignored his father's altar and said, "Lord, I do not care about my father's altar to Baal. Whatever my father wants to do to Baal or to other gods, that is his business. I have my altar with my God, and I'm going places and fulfilling my destiny." Big, fat lie. If you say, "I will focus on my altar, my fellowship and my covenant with God. My father's altar is not my business. I will do nothing about it, and I will fulfill my destiny." God is saying, not going to happen. You need to tackle the altar raised to Baal. Let us pray. Father, please reveal every altar in my father's house that I need to take down, and empower me and anoint me to pull it down for your name's sake. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.